it's the middle of winter, Kate. It's very hard to motivate yourself to get out
there. Get out of bed.
And run and walk and whatever because of the conditions. But we've been told today that cold weather puts our heart under the pump. We've got to keep that blood flowing. Otherwise, danger, danger, danger. Professor David Dunstan is head of the Baker Institute's Physical Activity Lab. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning.
So it is hard to motivate yourself this time of year, but it's important we get the heart pumping, yeah?
Yes, that's right. There's a temptation to go into a little bit of hibernation when the winter months come along, but it's probably the most important time to get up and get moving as frequently as possible throughout the day.
What sort of problems do we face if we don't?
Well, what we do know is that when we are sitting for long periods of time or lying around for long periods of time, our blood's not flowing as much as when we're up and moving around, which, you know, if people are susceptible to heart problems, that could increase those risks.
Is it actually harder for the heart to operate over winter? Is it having to work harder?
Yeah, it is, because we have to keep our body warm. So increases in heart rate are observed when we are in colder weather, and that can also lead to increases in blood pressure. But the most important thing is to just get those muscles moving frequently.
Does it mean anything for the sort of amount of activity we should be doing? If the heart's working harder, do we actually need to be careful, or should we be working harder?
Well, we should be getting that blood pumping throughout the body because it helps the heart to work more efficiently. And when we're up and moving, that's what the body's marvellous systems can do.
So what is the recommended minimum, Professor, at this time of year? How much do we need to do per day?
Well, we all know that we should aim to try and get at least 30 minutes of what we call moderate exercise, which is equivalent to a brisk walk. But in between times, we can sit for long periods of time, but encouraging every half an hour, just get up, move those legs. We can get those leg muscles pumping by doing some simple squats or some calf raises type exercise. So it's important to get movement throughout the day as well.
And before we let you go, Professor, what about standing at your desk rather than sitting? Does that help?
Yeah, what it does do is it allows people to work in a seated or a standing posture. But the key message there is to change posture from sitting to standing, standing to sitting throughout the day, not one posture over the other. Interrupt the sitting and the standing throughout the day.
Thanks, Professor. Professor David Dunstan, head of the Baker Institute's Physical Activity Lab.